send me a taped letter for me and for the family, of course. And in that taped letter, he told me, especially, to convey his much, much love to all the dear ones. Because in one of my letters to him, I had written to him about this retreat, and he knows about this retreat, that the dear ones will be coming here for meditation and satsang. And I even wrote to him that it is possible that I may say something to the dear ones. So he told me that first you should convey my love to all the dear ones. He is doing very well, his health is fine, even though it's very hot over there. But still his health is okay and he sends his love to all of you. I know many stories of many dear ones which has happened with the Master, but I would like to talk about my own story, and especially of that day, which was the most auspicious day in my life. We sang a bhajan written by Sanji, which meant that today is the auspicious day, for we have had the darshan of our beloved Master. The day one meets his Master is no doubt very auspicious one. Even though we may not understand the value of that day at that time, but later on, when we think about it, and when we, if we appreciate the Master, we will definitely appreciate that day also. Because as Sanji has many times said in his satsangs, he has quoted from Guru Nanak's Bani and from many other masters' Bani, that the day when a disciple meets the Master, that is the auspicious day. So I would like to tell you that how I met my beloved Master Sanji, and how he picked me and how he showered his grace on me. Maybe most of you know this story, but still I would like to talk about it. This happened in 1976. As you all know that in February 1976, Russell Perkins went to India to attend Master Kripal's Bhandara in Delhi. And after that, he was going to Rajasthan to find Sanji. Kulwant and Linda were in India. They were visiting us. And since we had some ceremony, some function in our home, Russell had to stay in our home for a couple of days before Kulwant could go with him to Rajasthan. So Kulwant was the first one in our family to go and see Sanji. So this is how our family came in contact with Sanji. I didn't go with Kulwant and Linda at that time. Even though all my family members, all the elder ones, elder than me, are initiates of Master Sanand Singh or Master Kripal Singh, but I was not initiated. I had seen Master Kripal Singh many times, and whenever he would come to our town, I would go there for the satsangs and all that thing, but I was never interested. Maybe my time was not up at that time. So when Kulwant went with Russell and he came to know Sanji, and when he came back, and when Russell also came back to United States, and when he told the dear ones about Sanji, there were three people who were interested and who wanted to see Sanji very much. Two of them were initiates of Master Kripal, and one was a seeker. He wanted to get initiated. So I think it was like a week or 10 days after Russell had come back from India, that they went to India, and they wanted that Kulwant should take them to Rajasthan. And since Kulwant was there, he went with them, but he also took me with him, thinking that maybe that will improve my life, because I was a black sheep in the family. I was very much involved in the movies and things like that. I used to see, you would have heard this from Sanji, that I used to see 3 shows a day. I used to go to movies quite often. Even though when I was in the college, I remember that the college would start at 9 o'clock in the morning and they had that early morning show that instead of going to the college, I would go to the movie theater. Anyway, since I was not doing very well in the family, I was not a very good example, so Kulwant thought that maybe that will be a nice thing for me. So when Kulwant told me that, you come with me, we'll go to see a sadhu. At that time, because you know that in India there are so many sadhus, and when he told me that we were going to see a sadhu, the image, the picture of that sadhu which came in my mind was like the picture of the sadhus which roam around in the cities. Like they have long hairs, they have ashes on their body, and like I had seen in the movie sadhus, that how they sit under a tree and they have some disciples sitting in front of them. They are smoking hookah or things like that. That was not a very good picture. But when Kulwant told me that he was going to see a sadhu, I had that image in my mind. But when I went to Rajasthan, I was surprised to see that it was not according to what I had imagined. Because Sanjay didn't look like that, those sadhus. And he impressed me a lot in the beginning. But still I didn't know anything about him. So, and also I was not interested. After we had the welcome meeting, in which Kulwant did all the translation and he introduced all the Westerners and even me. After that meeting, Kulwant, his wife and I went to see Sanjay again. And then Kulwant told Sanjay more about me, that how I was not a very good boy and things like that. And I was not even initiated. So Sanjay asked me a question. He said, well, why didn't you get initiated, even though all the other people in your family are initiated? I don't know how I said this, but what I said was that, Master, what is the use of taking initiation if one doesn't meditate? Maybe I got the inspiration to say that because at that time I had not seen anybody in my family doing the meditation. Maybe they were meditating, they were getting up early in the morning, like that, but I had never seen them meditating, and in a way they had not left a good influence on me, which is unusual. And even though my grandmother, my father's mother, was initiated of Master Sawan Singh, but still I would see her going to the temples and doing the things which the normal people do. It was not like that I have seen her meditating for 6 hours in the morning. So I mean to say that I didn't have good impression of the meditation and things like that. But when Sanjay asked me this question and this answer came out from me, after that I thought about it, and even now I don't understand that how I could say that, because I had no idea of what the meditation was and what the initiation was. But when Sanjay heard that answer, he was very impressed and he was pleased. He said, well, I appreciate that, but still you should have got initiation. By that time, believe me, I didn't have any inclination, I didn't have any interest in getting initiation. So I said, well, if you think that I should have initiation, and if you wish, you can give me the initiation. I thought, well, he's here to give the initiation. And he's saying, so I should, just to be polite and nice, I should tell him, well, if you want, you can give me initiation. But he told me, well, it's not like that. It's not that you ask and you get the initiation. And also, I have made up my mind that I will not initiate for anyone for at least one more year. So you will have to wait for one more year if you want to get initiated. I didn't say anything. But in my heart, I was very happy. I said, well, it's good. Who wants anyway right now? So I was very happy that I was not getting initiated at that time. I'm telling this story to you just to tell you that how the Master even prepares us for becoming an initiate. You would have read that Master Sawan Singh, Master Kripal Singh, and all the Masters have said that when the disciple is ready, the Master appears. But I will say that it is the Master who makes us the initiate. He is the one who makes the initiate the disciples. But even in the first place, it is the master who even creates the desire of becoming an initiate within us. So when he was asking me all those questions and I was replying, as I said earlier, it was all his plan. He was creating the desire of becoming the initiate in my within. I realized that later on. So when he told me that he will not initiate me for one more year, in my heart I became happy and I said, well, it's all right. But after that, when we stayed there for like 2 or 3 days, Kulwant was doing all the translation because I didn't speak very good English at that time. And I was not involved. Even in the satsang, the very first satsang Sanji gave, in which all the villages of 77 RB were present, I slept. And I didn't get any, I didn't understand anything of the satsang. I just slept through the satsang. Next day or maybe 2 days after, when we came back from Rajasthan, I would say that I came back blank. I did not learn anything from there. In a way I learned, in a way he left a deep impression on me, but at that time I didn't realize. He was working in a subtle way on me. So when we came back from Rajasthan, that was my first visit in which I didn't get initiated. I didn't get any good impression on me. I didn't get any inspiration or things like that to get initiated. I came back to Delhi, and then Kulwant had to come back to Canada. So Kulwant came back to Canada, and in March, Kent Bicknell, along with 2 other people from Sandbani Ashram, went to India. And Russell had known that I had been to see Sanji, so now I know that how to go to Rajasthan and how to meet Sanji. So he called me and he told me if I would take them to Rajasthan. Even though at that time I was attending the college, but still I was not very much interested in doing that. So I got a very good excuse of going away from the college. And I was very happy that my parents also allowed me to take the Westerners to Rajasthan. So the next time I went to see Sanji with those people, I was the only one there who would speak a little bit English. So Sanji used me as the translator, but I was not very good at that. If you have heard those tapes, you will be surprised to know that I didn't even know the English word for chastity or lust or anything like that, because I have never read the books of Santmat and I didn't have any knowledge. But still, somehow, he made me do the translation, and Kent and the other 2 people who were there, they could understand Sanji and everything went okay. Gradually, I started feeling that I should get more involved in all this, because then I was learning. Through translating, I was learning little by little about the Santmat and about the way people should live their lives and like that. Because in the early days, if you remember, if you have read the early accounts of those people, you would have found that at that time Sanji was very direct and on the subjects of maintaining marriages and chastity and things like that, he was very strong. Even now he is very strong, but in those days he was even stronger. So I learned a lot from him at that time. And when he found that I was having some difficulty doing the translation, in one of the meetings he told me, well, Papu, I think that you should get initiation. But even then I was not so prepared for getting the initiation. I didn't have that sincere desire in my within to get the initiation. But since he was saying, I said, okay, if you feel that this is the way it's going to be, then I can take initiation. But this is true that I was not interested. Then we went to 16 PS. Sanji took us there to show that underground room and to show where he had meditated. While we were gone, some people had gone from Delhi to see Sanji in 77 RB. And they were trying to bring Sanji to Delhi so that he can do his mission in Delhi. And in that party, there was one professor of English literature in Delhi University, and he spoke very good English, and there were some Westerners too. And when we came back from 16 PS, they were waiting for Sanji, and for like 6 or 7 hours continuous, Sanji sat with them and he talked with them. And when they were talking, then I thought, well, here is this professor of English literature and he speaks very good English. And they were telling Sanji that he should come to Delhi and do the mission there. It will be nice for the people and they can help him, they can do every possible thing for them. So then I thought, well, now I don't have any chance of getting even initiated. Because in 16 PS Sanji had told me that he will initiate me next day. And I had this feeling that he wants to initiate me because he wants me to become his translator. I didn't have any sincere desire to follow the path or like that. So when I saw that there were some very nice people and Sanji was very humbly talking with them, so I got a feeling, I was wrong in that, but I got a feeling that maybe Sanji will agree to what they are saying and maybe he will go to Delhi and there are all the people who will do his work, so there is no place for me, and why should Sanji even initiate me when he's not going to use me as the translator? So I told this to Kent Bignall. I said, well, Kent, I don't think that he's going to initiate me because this professor, he speaks very good English, and Sanji also feels, it looks like that he's very comfortable with him talking. And he's very humble and he's in a way agreeing to what they are saying. So maybe Sanji will go to Delhi and he will not even need me. So Kent said, well, no, I know the masters because I've been initiated for quite a long time. And this is not the way the masters do. You should not be afraid. At that time, I would say, that was the first time that I got that desire to get initiated. When that meeting was over, it was at about 2 o'clock in the morning. And since Kent had told me that I should not worry, but still I was worried. I was very much worried and I thought, well, now this is it. He's not going to need me. He's not going to initiate me. So this is it and it's all over. But then Sanji called me. He said, Papu, come with me to my room. I went to his room with him. It was 2 o'clock in the morning. And he told me to sit down on the floor and he sat on the bed and he told me, well, look here, Papu, I know what you are feeling. But you should not worry about anything because all these people with whom I was talking, they all are political people. And saints are not involved in the politics. I know what they are saying. And since I was talking with them very humbly and smiling and all that, it doesn't mean that I'm going to do what they are telling me to do. And you should not worry about that. I will initiate you tomorrow morning after they have left. So when he told me that, there was no doubt that he was all conscious and he knew what was in my heart and what I need at that time. So when he told me that, I started weeping. And that was the first time that I really got the desire to follow the path and become the initiate. Next morning when those people left, at 8 o'clock he called me in his room and he gave me the initiation. I was the only one at that time who was getting initiated. And it took me like more than 3 hours. And he sat with me and it was an excellent initiation. He showered his grace on me. And after that, I went to see him with many other dear ones. And gradually he improved me, he improved my outer life, he improved everything for me. But I still had doubts because I had just started following the path and I had not done any reading, so I didn't have much knowledge about the path and about how the masters work. Whatever I had known, that was all through my own experience and what he had said to me. So when they were talking about the first tour in 1976, which never happened anyway. They talked about bringing some people from India for doing the translation. And since I was the only one at that time, Russell and Judith, they wanted me to come with Sanjeev for doing the translation. But I was not ready for that, because first, I was not very good in speaking English. Second, I was still very young, and I didn't want to take that risk, because I thought, well, it's a lot of money coming here and people will spend that money on me, and what if I'm not able to do my job right, then it will be very bad. So I told Sanjeev that, well, he should find some other person who could do this job very well. And at that time he didn't reply. And I told the same thing to Russell and Judith also, that you should know that I am not a good translator. Many times I don't even say everything what you tell Sanjeev and what Sanjeev is telling you. So maybe you should find some other person. But they were very confident. Very big thing if they come to US or to Canada. And I didn't want my family to think like that. So that's why I was not ready. So when I told this to Sanjeev, he didn't reply. He just kept quiet. Next day, I had a dream. I told Sanjeev that I had a dream, but he told me that that was not a dream, that was a vision. And I have his permission to share that with the dear ones. What I saw was, I was sleeping. I was not meditating, I was sleeping. So that's why I call it dream. I saw Master Sawan Singh and Master Kripal Singh. I had not read about this. This is a story which came in the form of that vision to me. I didn't know about that story after I have had that vision. But this actually happened. What I saw was that Master Sawan Singh comes. Master Sawan Singh is sitting in the room, and the sevadar who used to cook food for Master Sawan Singh, I don't know her name, maybe she was Bibi Laja or Bibi Ravi. So she is cleaning the vessels, and here comes Master Kripal Singh. He is standing outside the door, and he is not talking to Master Sawan Singh. He is talking to that sevadar. And Master Sawan Singh had told Master Kripal Singh to do some work, and Master Kripal Singh feels that he is not capable of doing that. So he is telling that sevadar that you should tell Master that I am not capable of doing that, and he should find somebody else for doing that job. So when that sevadar tells Master Sawan Singh that, you know what Kripal Singh is saying, he says that you should find somebody else to do the work. Even though Master Kripal Singh is standing near Master Sawan Singh, but still Master Sawan Singh is telling that sevadar that doesn't he know that he is not the one who will do the job? It is Baba Jamal Singh who will do the job through him. So why is worried? So this was the vision, this was the dream which I had. And next morning when I went to see Sanjeev, I told him about that vision. He asked me that, do you need any more proof that who is going to do the job? And then I was convinced that this is not that I am doing or anybody is doing. This is a divine thing, and this will be done on the very high level, and I am nothing, and I should not have any doubts, and I should go with this. So I agreed, and then many people tried to tell Sanjeev that I was not a good person for that job and they should find some other people and like that. Sanjeev has told this story many times in Satsang. But still, since this was the truth, that it was Master who was going to do the job, so Sanjeev didn't listen to them, and that's how he brought me with him on the tour. And since then, I'm very fortunate one that he has been gracious on me, and wherever he goes, he takes me with him. And it's all his grace working. Many times I'll tell you some incidents that how his grace works and how my foolish mind works, because I am not a better person than anybody else. Maybe I am worse. What happened? This was on the first tour, because that was the first time that I was exposed to this kind of world. And even though I was not fit for this job, as I saw at that time, and now I see the same thing, I was given a very high position. So So when I came on the tour and in one of the satsangs, somehow this thought came in my mind that, look here, Prabhu, you have become a very great man. You are doing this translation sitting on the dais, and there are hundreds of people who are listening to your voice. And if you do not say a word, they don't understand what the master is saying. So this thought of ego came in my mind, and at that time Sanjeev was doing the satsang. So instead of concentrating and listening to what he was saying, I got involved in this thought. When I realized that, I felt very bad about it. But what happened at that time, Sanjeev was talking, and I realized at that time that I had lost my speech. I could not even say a single word. What to talk about remembering what he had said, I could not even utter a word, as if I had lost my speech. I looked at Sanjeev, requesting him that, well, he should release my voice. And he looked at me, and he made me aware that, he made me realize that he knows everything what's happening. So I did Simran mentally, and I requested him, I pleaded him. I even made faces in front of him, saying that, oh Master, now I'm in the trouble and you should help me out. Then he looked at me smiling, and I said, well, okay, it's all right, this is the first time I forgive you. So when he did that, after that, I was able to do the translation. And I talked with Russell about that incident. And then he played that tape, that part of the tape, and I was surprised that I had not missed even one sentence of what he had said. Because, and even though I did not remember what he was talking at that time, and I was surprised, it was not a story. It was just the general things which he was saying. And I don't know how everything was done. So I want to tell you that it is all his grace. Many times it happens that when he is telling long stories, or many times when he goes on and on, on and on, I forget that I'm going to miss a whole lot. And then instead of trying to remember what he's saying, I start doing the simran. And then he does all the translation thing. Many times it happens. And many times it is all his grace. What else can I say? There are many other stories. Which I can tell you, but all the stories have the same end, that it is all his grace. In my worldly life and in this life of the seva, I see him working every day. In fact, it is he who is making me see, because he is working, and many times, most of the times, I forget that it is he who is doing. And he is always there to remind me, he is always there to show me that he is doing, but he never says that he is doing. He always says that it is his master who is doing. And that's the way of the saints, they are very humble. He has taught me a lot, he has showered so much grace on me. And I can only say this thing, that if we are sincere to him, because many dear ones, those who have had good fortune to be very close to the masters, they gave me very good advices, like one of the dear ones who lives in Vancouver. He told me that, Prabhu, you should know that you are very close to the sun. And if you do not do good, it is possible that you may get burned by that sun. At that time, I didn't understand what he was saying. And later on, when I understood what he was saying, what I could do, I did not have any ability, I did not know what to do to keep myself from burning. But it is the grace of the Master, it is the arrangement which Sanjeev has made for me, that I spend only 10 days with him, which is like being very close to the sun, and then I go away from him for 20 days, going back into the world of Maya, where I get dirty and I do all sorts of bad things, and then he brings me back to him. So it's a very nice arrangement, and I'm very grateful to him, and I'm very grateful to all the jivans who gave me this opportunity to do some seva, to do the translation. And I think this is it. I would like to sing one bhajan. I'm feeling inspired. It's mera kagaj guna wala paad de aur kuch mangna nahi. It's on page 33 in praise of Prabhupada. Mera kagaj guna wala paad de aur kuch mangda nahi. Mera कागज गुना वाला पाड़ दे और कुछ मांगता नहीं. तू समरथ तू अंतर जामी. मैं गुनागार हाँ निमक हरामी. तू समरथ तू अंतर जामी. मैं गुनगार हाँ निमक हरामी. बन के पारस लोहे नू तार दे और कुछ मंगदा नहीं. मेरा कागज गुना वाला पाड़ दे और कुछ मांगता नहीं. मेरा कागज गुना वाला पाड़ दे और कुछ मांगता नहीं. तेरी महिमा जान न सकिए. नूर इलाही पछान न सकिए. तेरी महिमा जान न सकिए. नूर इलाही पछान न सकिए. तीर दया दा कलेज विच मार दे और कुछ मंगदा नहीं. मेरा कागज गुना वाला पार दे और कुछ मंगदा नहीं. मेरा कागज गुना एक दिन देश पराया. झूठी काया झूठी माया. छड़ना एक दिन देश पराया. झूठी काया झूठी माया. बाहों फड़ पिया कर पार दे और कुछ मांगदा नहीं. मेरा कागज गुना वाला पार दे और कुछ मांगदा नहीं. मेरा कागज गुना वाला और कुछ मांगता नहीं. असी पापी हाँ गुण हारे. बख्शो दाता जीव विचारे. असी पापी हाँ गुण हारे. बख्शो दाता
मांगदा नहीं मेरा कागज तुम्हारा पाड़ ले और कुछ मांगदा नहीं मेरा कागज दया करो साथों पाप छुड़ाओ सिमरन भजन दा जाप कराओ दया करो साथों पाप छुड़ाओ सिमरन भजन दा जाप कराओ कृपाल जी दुखिए अजैब नू तार दे और कुछ मांगदा नहीं मेरा आग जरा